It's the morning play with Jesse and MJ.
And time for round two of Border Wars. Now, the Kentucky champion.
Yeah.
The guy who's gonna put down Angela out in Charlestown. We got Jared in St. Matthews this morning. Good morning, Jared.
Morning.
Jared, you a bourbon drinker?
I've been known to put down a few.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
I had a feeling.
Uh-huh. Well, Angela in Charlestown, she did okay.
She doesn't have a high tolerance because she only got one out of three.
Yeah. She's on the board, so that means you need one to tie, you need two to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, these questions are all about bourbon because we got Bourbonville going on tonight here downtown with the KDF.
Yeah, over at the Palace right across the street.
But if you win, you get the title and you get those VIP passes.
Yeah, a four-pack of passes, VIP passes for the Louisville Zoo.
Yeah, that's what I'm wanting.
Yeah, okay. I like it. I like it. He's ready. Let's do it. Border Wars.
All right, your first question is a true or false. True or false? To be called bourbon, it must be made in Kentucky.
False.
That is absolutely correct.
And you both got that right.
It's a misnomer. A lot of people assume that, but not true.
No. All right, we like to think so, but whatever.
Yes.
Okay, second question is multiple choice. In 2017, according to records, there were how many barrels of bourbon per living person in the state of Kentucky? Were there two, one and a half, or one?
No pressure, Jared, but if you get this right, you win. If not, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Next, here on The Morning Play.